sales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 806 on this Tuesday, August 25th. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. A lot of dialogue on our Milton Heaton there text line. Somebody says, "Dear Mayhem, Rick is right. He's my favorite." You know, Rick does make good radio, and I think he does. I think he's better with us. Even you know, he mixes it up more with us because we'll mix it up with him.
I know why he did it. Wow. Because today is National Kiss and Makeup Day.
It is. It's today's National Kiss and
so
Makeup
Rick,
Day.
So Rick, I know you're listening. Unless he's in prayer, call back. Let's kiss and make up.
Justin, I asked earlier, I said, who, the man or the woman, usually has to kiss and make up? Who is the one that's usually in the wrong, and what percentage?
Well, I mean, that's two different questions. I can only go by our home.
Yes.
Usually I'm in the wrong. I think it is, yes. But who gives in and warms up a little bit before the other? That would be Kate, typically.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm just stubborn and competitive, and
I can hold out for
weeks and do the whole like two ships passing in the night in the hallway. you know where you're going.
Yeah.
There's some comedian, I forget who does it, but it's like you go from knowing each other better than yourself to you become complete strangers when the silent treatment starts and you're like, oh, excuse me. He's like, ma'am, do you mind? Are you watching this or can I change? You know?
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm talking about?
Let me see.
This was a bit I think it was Nate Bargatze did.
No. What I'm asking is, that sounds like something goes on at my house. Are you mean to tell me that I'm not the only one that goes through that?
That's a universal deal. I'm assuming.
I thought it was just me.
The silent treatment deal where you feel awkward in front of somebody you've known longer in your
years.
Life than you haven't known.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, I feel like I'm living with a complete stranger.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Samantha. It's not just me.
Hell, I might currently be in that situation. I don't even know.
I know. Exactly.
did want to thank Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick, who, again, always spice it up with Rick. John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville, Steve and Michelle Pirtle. We'll do him tomorrow since we're going to have a show at Dardanell. Looking forward to it. All about Dardanelle and the good things that are happening in the chicken fry at Mount Nebo in his 80th year. Chuck Gatlin will be up shortly, brought to you by McLarty, Volkswagen, Mazda.
Yep.
And then we've got Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank, all Chris right. Roberts and the boys.
Got a little bone to pick with Chuck.
I did want to ask, by the way, so you've got UCA playing Thursday night versus Tennessee Martin. So college football is here, Justin. The first game, obviously.
Yeah, I, for some reason, I was just not even thinking about week zero.
Yeah, zero. So zero week. On, yeah, zero
it
week.
It might have been Rick and...
he hates zero. He hates that. He hates saying zero week. Yeah, I meant to bring that up today. I'm mad at myself for not mentioning that.
I will agree with him on that.
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
It really don't make any sense.
Yeah. So you got UCA playing Thursday night, and that's at Tennessee Martin. And then you've got TCU North Carolina at 11 a.m. in Dublin, Ireland. You got Morehouse College versus UAPB at War Memorial on Saturday at 6. USC plays San Jose State at 2 p.m., so that's another one of the big schools.
Southern California?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, Southern Cal.
I'm just making sure you said
yeah,
USC.
Well, yeah, USC could also be South Carolina, too. So, also, too, if you want to see who we're going to play, our first game, North Alabama does play Samford on Saturday at 6 p.m. So, anyway, football is here. I did want to say, I thought that this story was interesting. We mentioned Jerry Jones earlier about his sons going to Catholic. Stephen Jones, who I played with at Arkansas, and Jerry Jr. There's another owner that's got a connection to Catholic, and it's the owner of the San Francisco 49ers. Did you know that, Justin, that the owner, John York, attended Catholic high school? I mean, they got two. They got two NFL owners that are connected to Catholic. So things are good. Things are good financially for Catholic when you've got those two guys supporting you.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
Apparently his son, John York's son. I guess John York has given the franchise to his son, or you know, obviously gotten him involved, not giving it to him.
Are they Razorbacks?
But no, I don't think so. I think they.
Damn it!
Yeah. So Jed York was arrested over the weekend. So this is a owner of the San Francisco 49ers was arrested over the weekend in Ohio and pleaded no contest, and help me out here, to misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and possessing criminal tools. Like, I don't know what that means. Court records show that York was charged with engaging in prostitution, but prosecutors amended that to disorderly conduct. York was charged with possessing criminal tools for using his phone to respond to an undercover online prostitution advertisement, according
was
to prosecutors.
His tool?
What? Shush. York was arrested Sunday morning at a, listen to this. York was arrested Sunday morning at a mobile home community in East Palestine, Ohio. Near where he was born and raised in Youngstown. He was released after posting a $5,000 bond. And so I'm just trying to figure out what all this means.
First of all, when you've got NFL owner in a trailer park.
I know. That's what makes me wonder what's going on. Well, remember what the guy for the New England Patriots did.
Yeah,
he went out to the massage parlor in Tampa. Remember? Just some $50 massage. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I still don't understand what the problem was.
With that.
No. Now, we know what happened to Ursay. You know, I mean, he had an issue.
Was it drinking?
No, I think they got pills. Okay. They had pills in there.
What do you think this is? What do you think
is
this is?
For the prostitution tool?
Somebody call us, 661-1037.
Is it handcuffs?
An attorney, please call us and tell us. He went to the mobile home park. He was soliciting somebody over the phone, which I guess.
I just want to know, did he have it on his person?
Yeah. I mean, the tool.
That's the legal term. I'm just saying.
Is tool and paraphernalia the same thing? Because I know if you got caught with
Well, here it is.
I've heard scales.
York was charged with possessing criminal tools for using his phone to respond to an undercover online prostitution advertisement. He was arrested at the mobile home. So is it just by responding to an advertisement and going there he was arrested? Did he do anything?
I would assume if you go there with the intent, that would be cause for being arrested. I don't know that. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, what's the act if you do one thing that you're It's over the wire, over the telephone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know
you know what I'm talking about? So is that the same thing? What's going on? What am I thinking of?
Well, somebody says prostitution tool was the burner cell phone that he used to make the arrangement with the prostitutes. So that's what they say.
Who is this again?
It's the owner.
Of the
49ers, but it's not the guy from Catholic. He was originally the owner, and I think his son has taken. It was almost about like Stephen Jones taking over for the Cowboys at some point. I don't know what age he is, but so maybe it's just the prostitution part of it. I wonder if that's what's interesting. Nothing happened, but just by him showing up and doing it over the phone, you get busted for doing it.
I don't know if you guys have ever watched that. To Catch a Predator, the Chris Hansen.
You know,
he's been doing it for decades. This is not that, but similarly, like if they go there, he grabs them before
they have
a chance to do anything, but they still get arrested.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That show
used to be so good. It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's still doing it. He's calling it something else now, but
we can't hear you, Christian.
I mean, I know that's a terrible subject.
It's on YouTube.
I hated to use that, but
I thought he did some really good work.
There's a movie coming out, Primetime.
Yeah. About that,
Robert Pattinson's playing him. It looks good.
Let me tell you, the one thing about those shows, Justin, everybody, the guy, you almost sort of felt, you know, obviously it was wrong, but you go, oh, man, here it comes. And the dude comes around the corner. He's thinking he's getting ready to hook up with some girl. And he sees Chris Hansen. He goes, I am. And he begs. No matter what, he knows he's cooked. It doesn't matter. He goes, I'm getting out of here now. I'm leaving now. Go ahead, because the cops are right there waiting for you, buddy. You are busted.
When he reads the text thread.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, verbatim. Busted. Yeah. I mean, busted. I didn't mean to send us down this path, but I thought he does a lot of great work. If it's all legit,
you're right. When he starts reading, he goes, you know, it's like a 13-year-old girl. And he goes, you say this to a 13-year-old girl. And then the guy finally goes, you know, I'm
want
busted.
To hold you. I want to put you on my breast.
That's the way he talks. He
does. You shake your butt. Oh, it's so creepy.
So, I love every one of them goes, I was just coming. I thought maybe she needed some help. I was just, well, then he reads something ridiculous. and then he's like, yeah, but I wasn't going to. She took it there. I didn't.
Just
craziness.
It was a plea deal to lower the charges to a misdemeanor. It happens all the time to people who have money. In other words, so he says, it's the phone. The phone is a tool, you idiots. I'm sorry. You know, matter of fact,
I've never heard that term.
I've never heard it called a tool.
Your phone is your phone. I mean,
it is a tool.
I mean, we were talking off the air with Bill Vickery. I mean, how else are you going to get hold of a prostitute?
I have a legal issue that I'm having my insurance company take care of. Instead of Judy Henry, the person that normally handles my stuff, as they sent me a document yesterday. With all this stuff on, with all this legalese, if you will. Mm-hmm. And they don't put anything else in there. So I emailed them back. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, guys, I don't know how to interpret legalese here. Can you tell me what this means? Does this mean,
I'm just a caveman.
I'm just a caveman. Can you tell me what this means? So am I out of the lawsuit? Am I in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
It sounds, I put on there, it sounds like they're dropping the case and that I don't have to worry about this anymore. But I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's 18 documents of... Yeah. You
please,
know, all the words.
Put it in layman terms.
Yeah, I can never.
You're still in trouble? You're not still in trouble. I don't need all that stuff.
Someone said, I've watched Gus Malzahn coaching another team beat the Razorbacks more than I've heard Justin Moore songs, and I listen to The Buzz every day. That's true.
That's not true.
He did.
You're just lying.
He did. He did beat us. Like he was 8-2 against us. When
what
he
if I come to your house and listen to Justin Moore songs, eating pizza? That's Chris Hansen.
Someone says every time Rick speaks, it has a sarcastic undertone.
He's smarter than me, so.
He's got a know-it-all quality to him.
He's got a what?
A know-it-all quality.
Someone says here, I love it for the 501. Love it when y'all have Rick on in the morning, and he does like to argue with markets in the afternoon. That's classic also. This is a true story. Rick spoke at the Little Rock Touchdown Club one year, and after the meeting, I asked him what the succession plan for Frank Broyles was, and he looked at me like I had three heads. Well, there had to be one. Someone said, I figured Tommy Smith would have been there yesterday. No, I think Tommy reached out to me yesterday, Roger. I was going to tell you, and he said he and Karen wanted to come to the Clinton-Jones deal. Of course, you know, back then, I think Tommy had Clinton call in one time. I think we've had all the governors maybe. Since him. We've had every.
I got to say something, too, when you get done. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we've had every governor, Roger, going back to Clinton. No, you know, I take that back. We didn't have Jim Guy Tucker, and we didn't have, but we had BB. We've had
at the Touchdown Club?
No, just on the show, on our show over the years.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we're always honored to have the governor, governor, be on our show. So that's coming up too. By the way, tomorrow, Roger, we're going to be in Dardanelle for celebration of the 80th Chicken Fry in Mount Nebo. Thursday, we'll be at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Yeah.
And they got a great deal coming up. If you're looking for pool stuff,
it's the end of the summer deal.
And they got deals on Caldera hot tubs and other things. And then Friday we'll be at Fletcher.
Okay.
Frank was there yesterday. A lot of VIPs there yesterday, Justin, at the Touchdown Club. A lot of good folks. What did you think of Coach Silverfield? What did you think of his comments and Q&A and all that kind of stuff?
Man, I think he's done as good as he, conceivably, possibly could in these past, 7, 8, 9 months, whatever.
Yep.
And look, I get the everybody being, I don't know if guarded is the right word, or cautiously optimistic, or maybe not optimistic at all. I get it. I mean, but all you can, you know, it's just like I try my dangest to treat people the way that they treat me, regardless of anybody else's relationship with said person. And that's the way I kind of am viewing, you know, another new coach is like, I mean, until he does something that I'm like, oh, geez.
Yep, right.
That
right.
I mean, I'm behind him, support him. Seems like a really genuinely nice
I agree.
Guy. Yep. I've been around him maybe twice.
Right.
And, you know, what takes place on the football field, I have no idea. But I don't think you can fault him to this point for anything he's done, said. I think he's incredibly professional, well-spoken. Seems as though from the outside looking in, and I've not been up there and had any conversations or anything like that with anybody, but it seems as though he's got a plan. He's got his hands in a lot of things, which I like. Kind of reminds you a little bit of a Petrino, but not in a domineering fashion, you know, like with the lights and the little things. I mean, it seems like he's kind of got his hands in everything. That was a long-winded response. I apologize.
Well, I knew too, Roger, you got a chance to be. I mean, he does say all the right things, and I think he's a personable guy. He got a little edge to him. You know, Roger was you know, hearing, you know, he cussed a little bit yesterday.
He said hell 16 times. not that many. He did say that a couple of times.
But he's got a little edge to him, and I liked it. I was wondering, you know.
He got a little chip on his shoulder,
and I like that. I like that, too.
I can relate to him professionally, you know, like he's had a lot of success, but it's like he's flown under the radar. And I can relate to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me personally.
I do. Again, he's an easy guy to root for. I love the fact that he's, you know, hey, bring him back all the old players. Let's embrace the past. And he's playing. He's playing without a full deck. He doesn't have all the talent that, you know, and so you just hope maybe that the things he's instilling, you know, I thought it was interesting. Roger, I mentioned earlier, he referenced the game against Arkansas last year. Yeah. And he said, listen, we believe that if we got to the fourth quarter, we were tougher and more disciplined and we could win games. And that's exactly that's what they did that game. And, of course, now, you know, he's done all this coaching about and all this focus on not turning the ball, owning the ball, all this stuff. And so, boy, they think they better not turn the ball over after all this focus. I don't think they will. I mean,
you know what I thought was great perspective, and it really shone a really good light on you, Baz. I mean, you do such a great job, which everybody knows with that. But and speaking of that, just side note, you're incredibly humble, but watching that yesterday and you give everybody the credit and you never mention yourself, which I understand, but the touchdown club, it does take an army of people, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And the fans and all, you know, have to show up, but the touchdown club is what it is because of you.
Well, you're kind, buddy.
I just want to make that.
Well, you're
I mean, I think everybody knows that. And you're too humble and too good a person. You would never say that, but it's a fact. And Roger and everybody else, Christian, I'm sure would back me up on that.
Yeah, you're kind, buddy. I appreciate that. You're right, but there's a lot of folks.
I thought it was interesting and some really good insight on your part when they referenced back to a video clip of you after that game from last year.
Yeah.
And you were really complimentary of the coaching staff for Memphis, et cetera. So, you know, that, because at the time, I mean, he's not the Razorbacks coach, obviously, and you had really good things to say about him, and so that makes me feel better, too. I mean, you go, man, those guys were, forget exactly how you put it, but you said, man, those guys were
well-coached,
scrappy, or something like that.
I remember being sitting next to Sully watching that second half, and I remember turning over Sully and go, that's how I want our defense to play. I mean, I said, it's Sully. This is how I want us to play. I mean, I'm sure they
were super undersized compared to us. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, they weren't the most athletic. Now, listen, Sutton Smith, you know, took that ball 65 yards on us. So they got some athletes over there. But, you know, they're not supposed to beat an SEC team. He's got SEC talent. They're not supposed to do that. But they played harder. It looked like they were better coached. And so, yeah, I think it is. That's crazy. Sully brought that clip out.
I thought that was a great touch.
Yeah, that was good by Sully. We got to Chuck Gatlin in studio, so let's go ahead. And
I met the other Chuck Gatlin yesterday, by the way.
There's two Chuck Gatlins in town.
Yes.
Yeah, he called me. He said, "You're never going to believe it."
So which you like? Which you like better, Justin?
I met the handsome Chuck Gatlin.
they were both in the same band. In the same band. How crazy is that? Chuck Gatlin in the same band.
He's a nice guy.
Still are.
But
you?
I like my Chuck.
Oh, thank you. You can see the two of us together every Sunday morning at Little Rock First Christian Church on Taylor Loop.
Still looking at all of our messages, Roger, back and forth on about should Frank Broyles be on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. I think it's obviously subjective. You can certainly make the argument the impact.
It's got to be clearly defined what the Mount Rushmore
is. That's right. Yeah, it depends.
It's got to be clearly defined.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I think
Jamer.
That's the toughest part, Justin, is figuring out exactly what do you want the definition to be and why they're on the Mount Rushmore. Because, Rick is right in the sense that, Frank Broyles changed the perception of this state by, also, we went from 57 in the central high crisis to the country looking at us like, what's going on? You got the military at a high school, and then all of a sudden, Frank Broyles puts us winning the national championship. We're going toe to toe. We're in the top three for the decade of the 60s. We're at Alabama and Texas are the top three for a decade there. And it also showed, wow, look, Arkansas can be the best in the country. And so he did change the perspective and went on to obviously build a great program up there.
Man, college athletics, it's all about the coach. I know it's money, but in my opinion, if you have the right coach, you get the money. It's pretty simple. Look at Cal. It's pretty simple.
Isn't that true? Somebody said a couple things on the Middleton Eaton Air text line. Tell Justin Humble and Basil aren't usually associated together.
Look, as much as I like making fun of Baz, that could not be further from the truth. Justin, he is the most humble person I may have ever met.
Well, you're kind. I appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, it's
I don't say it, but it ain't true.
Of course, it's great to have Raj there every touchdown club meeting.
I don't want you to recognize me all the time and expect me to stand up.
He's just there for the peace and care.
It was a heck of a turnout. But Terry Mahan was there yesterday, Roger.
I didn't see
a lot of our sales staff. It's a lot of
folks.
I
didn't see anybody because I didn't turn around. I couldn't stand up and turn around.
It's so packed in there. And so it is a team effort. And everybody pitched in yesterday to make it a great. Listen, I think Silverfield had to walk in and go, wow, this is this looks impressive. Of course, it also, you think, too, you make the point we should have the AD here every year as well. That was the whole point about Hunter not coming. Got Jerry Jones and John Tyson and Bill Clinton coming. Hunter, I think Hunter should be down here, and hopefully he'll be here next year.
Well, not been able to fill in that Clinton and Jones thing, I would have done trivia that day.
At Simmons Bank.
Arena, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, remind me to tell you something about that. That's what I was going to say earlier, but I ain't got time right now. But it has to do with Simmons Bank Arena.
We'll come back here in just a minute. Yeah, it's 8:30. Don't go away. We'll be back at 8:35.
Joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Another day, another NFL player is returning to college to play at LSU. It was tight end Daquan Wright on Sunday. Yesterday, it was defensive lineman Xavien Harris. He went undrafted out of Ole Miss last year after playing 15 games and getting 3 sacks. He was picked up by the Saints but was cut yesterday, which allows him to return to college if he clears waivers. That wasn't the only news involving professional players returning to play at LSU yesterday. As in basketball, R.J. Lewis Jr., who committed to play with the Tigers in May, was granted an injunction by a judge in Baton Rouge, allowing him to play in college again. He went undrafted in the 2025 draft and signed a two-way deal with the Jazz. He was then traded to Boston. Luis did not appear in any NBA games or G League games due to injury. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice. Sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll become partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and also get hot, 94 or high here in Little Rock. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 75. But just before sunup tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a shower and then possibly some strong and severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Plus, it'll be hot with a high of 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See shelter agents Monica Reiners, Brian Kress, or Dan Cook in North Little Rock today.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
There's a place that pulses with possibility when you step through the door, where 1 second could change everything. That place is Oaklawn Hot Springs, home to a 24/7 smoke-free casino with more than 1,400 slots, over 30 table games, an exclusive high limits area, and sportsbook. And when you join Oaklawn Rewards, every play can earn points, comps, free play, and exclusive promotions, with new chances to win big every month. Join the fun. Plan your trip at Oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fried green tomato salad is back and better than ever at Eat My Catfish. It'll only be here for a limited time. Stop by or order online from any of their 5 Eat My Catfish locations to try this delicious fan favorite today. Eat fresh, eat local, eat my catfish.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, y'all. We have low testosterone and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
At Edwards Food Giant, they know your family is important. And they also know that your time and convenience is as well. So why not take advantage of their heat and eat items in their deli department? Those famous Edwards Food Giant signature dishes with many of the same entrees and recipes that are served daily in the hot bar. All ready to take home and serve to your family tonight. And it can all be found at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is pot roast for only $7.49 per pound, paired with macaroni and cheese for just $4.99 per pound.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 8:34. Chuck Gatlin joins us. Before we do that, Justin, you wanted to share something real quick about Simmons Bank Arena. Real excited about doing this event with, and working with Michael Marion. You know, Justin, you've had the chance to do that for a few times over there. And, of course, Jana and Michael are dear friends and friends of the show and been on with us for 15, 20 years. And so, so looking forward to that. What were you going to say about the arena?
Yeah, they're always great. I've said this a number of times. I do this all over the country in arenas just like this. And it really is. We're lucky in Little Rock because it's second to none. I mean, as far as the operations and the venue and how nice it is and all that. So we're fortunate. But because there's major cities that their arenas are dumps, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, you know, the old, you know, Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas, the whole thing. This is part of it that angers at least me and annoys Central Arkansas people about. I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody on one of the TV shows up that way, Razorback related, they're talking about the Touchdown Club, and, you know, they're giving you a little bit of credit, but, you know, just kind of like mention, the president and the, in passing, kind of, and they're going to do it at Simmons Bank Arena, and one of them is going, I mean, that'll probably be, you know, that'll probably be good. I'm paraphrasing right? Yeah. And they go, what's that place hold? Maybe 10,000, 11,000? Probably no. No more than that. But they won't get that many people in there. And I'm like, y'all don't even know what Simmons Bank Arena holds.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, if you're on TV up there and if you're going to discuss this, just get your facts straight because you look like idiots.
Yeah, that's
And I'm not even going to say who it was.
They don't have an arena up there. Like, they don't have
They don't even know. I mean, I don't know. It just it hit me wrong. Yeah. It's just the same.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not everybody. I've got great friends up there, as you do.
Right.
And there's a lot of wonderful people up that way. But it's just
sometimes there's some arrogance about it. Yeah.
Like, y'all don't even have a clue. It's easily the nicest arena in the entire state.
Yeah.
One of the better ones in the country. And y'all just saying it like it's some little. I don't know. It just hit me wrong. I don't know.
Well, you know, the Bud Walton is the only arena, and that's the campus of U of A.
Maybe do some educating of yourself.
Now the amp
for yourself.
The amp's doing well up there, but they don't have a stadium like an arena like we do. And it's what is the capacity? 18,000.
Yeah.
18,000 for us. I think it's
some, depending on what the event
the layout,
for,
yeah,
but yeah, 18, 20, Justin, it would push 20.
You with George Strait, y'all put it, what, like 18?
Oh, George always, he's been the number one guy.
It was him, but in the round, I bet it would be close to 20. I don't know, that would be
we'll have to ask Michael
question
that.
For those guys over there.
Yeah, well, we may get him on the 9 o'clock hour.
But I know it ain't 10 or 11 thousand. My point. Which is kind of a slap in the face, and I know that don't really matter. It's just another example of that. They don't even pay attention up there. Some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know I'm right.
Northwest Arkansas.
You're right.
Arkansas.
Bez, I'm not joking. I know what I'm saying is true.
Well, what did you say Bo said the other day? Bo's my good buddy, but what did Bo say? Did we need to worry about some little touchdown club? I think Chris Kane told me that yesterday.
Bo had said,
you know, Hunter doesn't need to worry about coming to some little luncheon meeting down in.
Oh, wow. And I love Bo, too.
I do, too. I'll get that little touchdown
club's got the president of the United States coming.
Yeah, I have, too. But you know, listen, as Roger said, you know, they're
state run.
They're more connected up there. And I get that. State radio, as Roger calls it. Let's welcome in Chuck real quick.
Let's do it, Chuck. Talk about state run. Yeah, old Chucky Gallup.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz.
Yeah,
he's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. He's brought to you by McLarty Volkswagen and Mazda in North Little Rock. Go online to McLartyMazda.com. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
New open. I like that.
Good morning, everybody.
We like it.
Love it.
Oh, that is so much better than mine.
Both of those compared beside each other are outstanding.
I was trying to be you, Justin. When I did
that's
that.
What he was.
Justin,
that's so funny.
Justin.
He did that, and rather than sounding like me when I was buzzing in. He sounded like my smoke detector.
He did. What's happening, Chuck?
First of all, let me thank McLarty Mazda Volkswagen over North Little Rock once again for sponsoring this segment. With hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, go shop online at McLartyMazda.com. First of all, I want everybody to be watching for an announcement. We'll be announcing the date for the fall golf tournament soon.
Okay.
So be watching for that. Tomorrow morning, you got, wait. Yeah,
yeah, we're morning, in Darnell.
Darnell Chicken Fry Festival.
Yeah, promoting the Chicken Fry Mount Nebo, 80th year, and they go up on the mountain and do all these things, and we'll be promoting that. We'll have John Daly on tomorrow. We'll have the mayor, and I think Tom Cotton's going to be on. Everybody that's got a connection to Darnell is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Tom Cotton!
Yeah.
Baz, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I think... And Rog, correct me if I'm wrong.
All right, sir.
Has Rog ever been on a team on a golf tournament that's been just loaded?
I don't know.
I think it's time. I mean, he's been the person of the year, the this and that. I mean, it's time he hung up a golf banner. So all the guys out there listening that are. Sticks. I think we should build Rog a super team.
Okay, right. This. Have you ever won a tournament, Rog?
Is this a stupid idea?
It's a great idea.
No, listen. You'd love to win a championship. Have you ever won a tournament as the best, like one of a foursome?
We have.
Then maybe you have, Rog.
I've got one major trophy when I teamed up with James Ballantyne. I think it was bald. I think it was bald. So we have the trophy. I think the trophy was bald. I mean, the win was bald. I don't want to take it away from Ballantyne, but I think it was bald. But it's okay. I'm not following
Look at
you.
College athletics. That's the way it's done now.
Is there something going on that I should know about? Are you talking about the Simmons?
No, I'm just saying. He just mentioned the Buzz golf tournament.
Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, I got
it. I'm saying it's time, you know, you've conquered so many things.
We build a great team around
you so that you don't have you've gotten to become a really good golfer,
and we need
to build a super team around you and make sure that you you get to hang a banner up back in the studio.
Yeah, I like that. I like where your head's at. Now, I played golf Saturday, and the best part of my game this past Saturday was when we took the final picture after the round was over. That was the best part of it. I really stunk it up. I'm embarrassed by it. I know.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow night, getting back... Roger, you're
hosting. Comedy Night Pops Lounge, 7 o'clock. We've got three great comedians coming. One all the way from you. I don't know.
You don't know.
I just do it out there.
Okay. Thursday, you guys back out on the road. Luxury Pool and
Spa. In Conway.
You bet. Randy's going to be out with the Crane Team Red Zone Thursday evening. UCA Bears football.
Thursday night. Yeah.
Check it out. 5:30 kick. 6:30 on the point.
At Middle Tennessee State. It's not Middle Tennessee State, is it? Let me see.
I'm going to go ahead and stay in Hot Springs after a comedy night tomorrow night and do the show from my car because Thursday I'm back in Hot Springs, so I'm just going to stay there with Mainline Sports Trivia.
Sure,
by the way, UCA is playing Tennessee Martin.
Friday, you guys return to Fletcher.
Okay.
Sonic Blast. Kicking off.
Sonic Blast, Roger.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Double R is back
in it. It is tight. Thor.
Rainwater's getting it. And
the Flurry.
Check it. High school game of the week. First game for the high school game of the week. Glen Rose at Bauxite.
Okay.
That kicks off at 7. Thanks to Roller Funeral Homes, Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Midtown Plumbing, and Entergy.
Well, I saw Midtown yesterday.
Midtown was there yesterday.
I was sandwiched between Midtown and Oakland yesterday, which is a pretty nice little piece of bread.
And then hang around for the high school scoreboard show with Randy Rainwater, Barry, and Kevin, courtesy of Our Care of Arkansas.
We did the Boudreaux's Watch Party this Saturday.
You're doing one this Saturday?
No, because it's not football season. But the following week, Weed Zone.
Do you know, did you hear us mention Justin? I don't know if you joined the show yet.
I'll be in Fayetteville next Saturday.
Randy celebrated 36 years at the Buzz, which is the, I don't think there's anybody else in the state that's been doing continuous radio, even close to that, 36 years. So he is the GOAT when it comes to sports radio in Arkansas.
At one station.
Thank you, DB.
Yeah, I don't. Who could you? Somebody said Chuck Barrett. No, we've been doing it longer than Chuck has.
And
Chuck goes back for a way, but I don't think longer than we have been doing it.
Simply put, Davey.
Thank you, me.
What's Chuck got to say about that?
I don't know why you'd have to bring me down and part of the whole thing. First of all, don't associate me with Bo. What he says is what he says. Randy Rainwater's a legend, but he's no Mike Nail.
Listen, Randy was doing...
It is talent.
What?
T-A-L-M-T.
Huh?
Talent.
I don't know
it's my talent.
You know that, Randy, you're looking forward to maybe doing a sponsor segment during football season this year.
Would love to do it. As long as I get money under the table and can talk about it for 5 minutes straight.
Well, no,
which reminds me, Riverfront Steakhouse, Frank Fletcher, Frank Fletcher, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Benny Hanna.
Salad bar.
Sally.
Just do this for the next couple hours. Sally. Me and him just go back and forth.
It's why you're number one morning madness.
We wouldn't have one person listening.
No, everybody loves Randy. Everybody loves Randy. Thank you, Chuck. Let's take a break. We'll
thank
come
you,
back,
Chuck.
Roger.
We're going to take a Chuck and play
come
the
back. We need a contestant. Oh, we need a contestant. What are we playing for, Christian?
What are we playing for, Chuck?
Chuck.
Do we have Moe's left too?
I could
have. Yes,
did.
I have a couple of Moe's.
Oh, wait. We got Moe's and Trav's tickets. Yeah. Well, thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. Moe's, $20 of Moe's gift certificates.
Well,
and
okay. I'll give you two
listen,
of them.
I love this song. This is Phil Collins. What's this called?
Don't lose.
Oh, this was popular back when I was in college, man. Sing it, Chuck. Look, he knows it. All right, we got to go. We got to go. We got to come back and get this thing done. Let's go.
Did y'all change pants?
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be open online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Grammy Award winner Darius Rucker. Friday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Saracen Casino Event Center, Pine Bluff. Darius Rucker live in concert.
Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Honey, honey, honey.
On sale now at Ticketmaster. Darius Rucker, produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Phil Collins or Peter Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel. Phil Collins. I tell you, Phil Collins was so big when I was in Fayetteville, man. So cool. Although obviously Peter Gabriel was big too, but not big.
Of course, it's funny. Did you do this on purpose, Christian? Because you had Phil Collins was the original drummer for Genesis, while Peter Gabriel was singing for Genesis. Peter Gabriel leaves. Phil Collins becomes the singer for Genesis.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that about Peter Gabriel. Hey, it's a little before 9 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and move Family Feud in the 9 o'clock hour. So, Roger, we're going to combo graffiti. We could not do graffiti yesterday, so we're going to do Family Feud and graffiti in the same segment.
Our cup runneth over.
How about that?
And by cup, I mean Morning Mayhem's new coffee cup. Hey, everybody. Roger Scott here for Design Lab in Hot Springs, Arkansas. If you're looking for a Morning Mayhem coffee mug or tumbler, along with a Morning Mayhem t-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie, or drive it, get on to Design Lab.
Yeah, go. Yeah, I'd love to see if you buy it. Take a picture of it and send it so we can post that. A couple things here. Somebody said, I love it when Justin and Roger get on a Randy Loop.
It is time. Oh, a Randy Loop.
Here's one. It says, Dueling Rainwaters would be the best segment on the show. That would be good.
Wow. Obviously, that dude smokes.
I think that this was going to be sold. I had no doubt that that's probably going to be sold. So
The Randy
segment. We just got to figure out where to do it. You know, it gets busy, as you guys know, because we have more guys on during football. Don't know about Terry Bradshaw yet. Still waiting to see on that one.
Is he reliable?
Who?
Rainwater.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
For the right price?
Yeah. Yeah. 661-1037.
I'm kidding. Listen, I love Randy Rainwater. I think he's a living legend.
Somebody says, how much are the tickets? By the way, $1,200 now, tickets sold for
$1,200.
Wow. How much are the tickets for Clinton Jones? It's $35 for members, $45. It's the same price we're doing for Emmett, same price we did for Coach yesterday. We're not trying to, you know, rip anybody off. It's, you know.
That's just huge.
Yeah.
If you can't afford that, do like me. Find friends that can. And sit with them.
It's by the way, 35 for Touchdown Club members.
That's somebody like else PSA. Bought
That's the way Roger just read that.
He did.
It's a PSA.
35 for members, 45 for non-members, by the way, if you were wondering about that. Yeah. Let's see here. When you ask Christian what we're playing for fact or crap, you should say, Christian, fat or crap, we're playing for tickets. Oh, fact or crap, we're playing for I don't know what that means.
Fact.
Yeah, we are playing for, you know, what's going to happen when the Travs season's over?
What's going to happen when Brandon LeCue doesn't give me any more gifts?
I sold Clinton frozen yogurt at the Paragould TCBY back in high school.
Did you really?
I did.
When he was governor?
When he was governor, he was in Paragould for something. Came in late
You're
one night.
You're such a liar. You just made that up.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Someone says Northwest Arkansas is no longer part of Arkansas. Not true. That's not true. It just, we do sense.
It's different.
It's different.
I'll give he or she, whoever put that. It doesn't seem like Arkansas.
It's a different part of the state.
In Northwest Arkansas, it just means more.
Someone says we're still going to get lunch as part of the meeting for Clinton and Jones. Yeah, vegetable medley. Let's see here.
Somebody says
I thought Ryan Silverfield had great aura yesterday. Remember that deal that talked about the aura. Let's see here. What do you guys think about the pro guys going back to college? I don't think anybody likes it. I don't think anybody thinks it's a good idea. And it's
Lane Kiffin does.
Well, who's the kid, Christian? R.J. Lewis? Ain't he the stud from Duke a few years ago?
No. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, he was from St. John's. You remember we beat that St. John's team, and I think round of 32.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a really good
player. And he was a good player that didn't play very well against us.
Right. He's their best player.
Okay. Gotcha.
Someone says, I assume no peas and carrots medley at the Clinton Jones. Well, touchdown club. It could be.
I don't know why. It could be green beans and a potato square.
Somebody said, you know, we had a chance. I was really close to get Dave Portnoy to speak to the touchdown club, and somebody made it. Said that obviously it could be pizza that day if we were to have that.
And with Tyson,
that would be another. That would be another polarizing one there.
You think so?
Because I do. I can't stand the guy.
I'm not a fan of him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's so hot.
But I would understand.
He's just obnoxious.
I just don't
to
like
me.
Him.
But yeah, I agree.
He's got a.
I can't stand Clinton either. Yeah. I totally get it.
He's got a book on the. He's got the bestseller New York Times list book out right now, and apparently somebody hired him. I think he's doing, you know, like preseason Fox football.
I think he's on Fox.
I did see him get into an FU match with a dude on the sidewalk the other day.
A pizza owner?
Yeah. Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah, a week or two ago.
Yeah,
that's old though.
I think.
Well, what is it with pizza owners wearing two tight shirts and a good old belly on them?
He sure did.
The only ones that I've seen have.
I want to say Portnoy called him out on it, too.
He did. And what you and I saw.
So juvenile.
It was.
But Roger, somebody made the point. Clint will want you to fly in McClard's. Yeah, McClard's used to fly barbecue to the White House
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
Sure did.
Yeah, Clint wanted his. He loved his McClard's barbecue.
That's what I remember him flying around.
We took McClard's out to the Hot Springs Airport.
Yeah. Well, he grew up eating McClard's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh?
And what was the drink that the
Mountain Valley water?
Mountain Valley water. That was in the White House. And I think
that was in the White House
with who else? Link? Somebody else too. Yeah. No. It's been there for a while.
Roosevelt, Kennedy for sure.
All right. Somebody said great speech from Silverfield. Felt it in my plums.
Whoa.
The clip, we know about that. All right,
we got him a pro.
Games to be played. Don't go away. 9 o'clock. We need players.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetic.